Hi, I'm Kristen.
And I'm her little brother, William.
We're from the podcast Guide to the Unknown, where we only talk about scary stuff and have a good time doing it.
Come join the scary fun, everyone.
Wherever you get your podcasts, you'll find Guide to the Unknown.
Guys, to another mailbag.
That's
right. We are here, man. It's awesome. We got Bob Hauser in the house with us.
Nicole, just so you know, when we say mailbag, you can join in. It's okay. It's not just for mail.
It happened so fast.
We also got Clint and Nicole here, and we're here to answer your emails and your voicemails. If you don't know how to get a hold of us, just look down in the show notes. There's an email address, thisshowistrash@gmail.com. There's a phone number, 262-757-8567. It's all down there. Save us as a contact. Call BMR while we're doing these episodes. While you're listening to the episodes, if we say something stupid, you want to yell at us, yell into your phone. It's great. It's very therapeutic. You can get stuff off of your chest, and we're here to answer. So we are going to dive straight in with our first email here from Tyler Manns. What's up, Tyler?
Hey.
Maybe off the wall suggestion here, but why not review Titan AE? Loved this movie as a kid, but it bombed so bad it closed down a studio. I'm afraid to rewatch it as an adult, but we'll definitely watch again if it gets reviewed and see where we all stand and what we remember. I'm hoping it still holds up. That ends up being, at worst, a bad movie that rules. So I know very little about Titan AE, but it's an animated movie, I think.
Yeah, it's Matt Damon, Drew Barrymore, Bill Pullman, and Nathan Lane.
So you've seen it?
Yes.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, because I assumed it was a Disney movie.
It came out in 2000.
Okay, so it's early aughts.
Say that again, I'll bury this U.S. Postal boxing.
Sorry, the early 2000s.
There you go, much better.
Have you guys ever seen Titan A.E.?
No.
Have you?
Negative.
Clint,
never
you watch cartoons all the time.
Absolutely, no. But I haven't seen this.
All right, well, we'll throw it on the list if it qualifies, man. I'll look and take it. But Tyler, I appreciate that suggestion, man. Thank you very much. Next one comes in from Alex T. And he says, back when I made the comment about Arnold doing Hercules for Xanadu, you verbally murdered me on mailbag number 10 by telling me to shut up. LOL. And it's like, I'm not going to be in Xanadu, okay? That'd be a ridiculous movie to put Arnold in. And I put him in almost anything.
But I thought it's
Arnold
hilarious.
Could make any movie better.
He could make it. I mean, he'd make it better, but I'm not going to have Arnold rollerblading around.
I am.
For you?
Yes.
You'd be like, yes, that'd be awesome.
For sure.
Singing with Olivia Newton-John.
It was an excellent idea.
He goes, and that isn't how it's done. It has to be someone in the film. Now, for the episode, some of your crew have slipped up, and now twice, Mr. Hauser, on Tremors 3 and Delta Force 2, you have broke your own rules for shame. Because we didn't replace a character, we just said, make a new character for Arnold so Arnold and Chuck can team up and take on the Colombians together. I don't know if you remember back on Delta Force 2, where he's mad we're breaking the rules.
That doesn't mean we did other places to put him, just because we also said you could just do this.
Which I think is the ultimate. I mean, what do you want him to be? His partner that gets gassed? You can't take Chuck Norris out of the movie.
Right.
Like make him a lamp?
That'd be right. He's going to be a lamp in the Colombian drug lord's house. There you go.
Excellent lighting.
We replaced him with somebody that's
clap
in the movie.
On.
He could be the judge.
Clapper. Clap on. Clap off the clapper.
That's what I. Seriously, you guys do a great job, including Bob, I guess. Nice. Know that I write this email in good fun and wish you all a good new year and can't wait to see what you do next. Alex, thank you, buddy. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go to our voicemail and hear who we've got here on the line.
Hi. My name's Maria Campbell. My dad, DJ Campbell, you've been saying a lot, and he's been saying a lot of things about me. You probably already know me, but I have been watching a lot of the Ernest movies, and I'm a really big fan. Shout out to
Clint.
The guy who does not like Ernest, which I think that is really unbelievable. I think everybody in your podcast will like him. Bye.
Got cut off on the clock.
Gosh, Maria.
Hey.
Hey.
That's awesome. Just because I don't like the guy doesn't mean you can't. That's totally okay for you to enjoy something that I don't enjoy.
In the face of just the sweet, innocent Lego who just loves Ernest, even that's not going to win you over Ernest.
Nope.
That was the most adorable thing we've ever played.
Absolutely. That was good stuff. But like I said, just because I don't doesn't mean that you shouldn't.
Yeah.
Or can't.
Maria, we do know all about you because your dad has wrote in and told us before, DJ Campbell, that his daughter has been into all of the Ernest movies. And so I think personally it's awesome that you like Ernest.
Yeah.
And that a new younger generation, I think Ryan Matala showed it to his kids too, and they love it.
I think if I was that age when I saw them, I wasn't allowed to see them then. Yes. If I was that age when I saw them, I would probably enjoy them as well.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. That's that. It was a timing thing.
Yeah,
I think. But Maria, thank you for calling in, and thanks to your dad, DJ, for helping you out to remember Clint's name there.
It's all
when
good.
You needed it, but thank you, sweetheart, for calling in, man. That was awesome. Let's see who else has called in.
Once again, guys, Sully here. Love the always divided roundtable. It's never hostile. It's always organized. I love how some movies really get to you guys, and you guys have to just say, I give up. I don't know what to make of this film.
Look, and he said this before watching Black Moon Rising.
All right, two things. Table's not round, so you're wrong right there.
Table is in the shape of a Superman symbol.
There has been injuries, all right? Joe almost lost an eye with a flip-flop. It is not always civil here.
No, Bob has shot people with guns before.
Where is that gun? Where is that marshmallow gun?
We had to get rid of it.
I don't know
where killing people.
You threw it in the closet.
Marshmallows.
It's probably in the closet. Yeah.
I was using it to feed myself marshmallows. I'm sorry.
It stays civil. Right.
Let's see what else he says.
Or yes, it's schlocky, but it's still a fun Sunday night, you know, junk food movie. Good job on a lot of these monster movies, back to school films, and buddy cop films.
When did we do a buddy cop movie?
Didn't we do one fairly recently?
Which one?
Dude, I don't remember the last movie we did.
Sylvester Stallone and his mom had a buddy cop movie.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Stop and my mom will shoot. There you go.
We had John Candy and...
Armed and Dangerous?
Armed and Dangerous.
Eugene Levy, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've done a couple.
You take it back, Bob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Fix yourself,
I don't
bro.
Listen to the show outside the show. I'm sorry.
So here's a suggestion. Just, I feel like you guys should do a montage on Patreon of all your hysterical, like, wrap-up music outros. Like, some of the sing-alongs are just downright just comedy gold, just very well edited in at the last bit.
So that happens live.
What's funny is it's not edited at all.
No.
Yeah, that happens. No.
Because I can't, is recording it into a same track with the music. So if I chopped it up, then the music would be chopped up too, and it wouldn't make any sense. Yeah.
It's just the stream of consciousness.
That's all
coming from
me. No, we're just ridiculous here.
For y'all, you always love doing the free things you like. What are free things you love about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Obviously, he's got a lot of things going for him. The muscles, the one-liners, the charisma. But what are free other things
makes
the man who he is? See you later.
So we can't use the muscles, the one-liners, and the charisma.
I love the accent, but that leads into the charisma, though.
What? Somewhat. Does it? I don't know. I think that's a separate thing.
That's a separate thing?
Oh, yeah.
I dig the accent for sure.
I love the guy's mindset. Seriously, just like the way he was able to, as like literally a poor kid from Austria, come over here and end up being who he was. That's one of my most favorite things about Arnold, is he was a self-made. He hates this term. He in his documentary, he said he hates when people call him a self-made man, because he said, I had so much help along the way from so many different people. But I mean that as a figure of speech, not that he literally did it all by himself, but just a lot of drive and determination.
We need one more.
Yeah, it's only two.
That's only two.
What else do you love about
Arnold? Probably.
He's got good posture.
He's got great posture.
No, I mean, the way he looks at everything, you know, he turns it into funny, you know? He's got, you know, any of the interviews he does and stuff, like where he sticks up for people.
Yeah.
And, turns it around to be, like, funny against the idiot that makes the dumb comment, you know? There's a couple of where people are dogging on the Special Olympics at one point. And this guy jumps all over and head first in is like, listen, these guys are doing something that you'll never even understand. But makes it in a entertaining way for everybody else to jump on board and say, you're right.
100%. And I also like how petty he is. Do you know, like, whether it's like messing up Stallone, getting him cast in a movie he didn't want to be in, or in Pumping Iron, where he's psyching out Lou Ferrigno, right? Like, the whole time, just playing psychological games with him, or the joke he pulled on Ventura with the arm measuring and Predator. And he's just like, all that little petty stuff. I think it's hilarious, personally.
It is pretty funny.
So, hope that answers your question, Cam. Thanks, man, for listening. We appreciate you, brother. Next email comes in from John Hayden. And he says, hey, guys, love your show a great deal. I never took the time to write to anyone before, but your recent Predator episode inspired me. This is when we did Predator on Good Movies Rule.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Well, it was back in April.
It was. We just released it on the BMR feed as like a special gift.
Oh, cool. That's
so
really cool.
Everybody got to listen to that one. Yeah. You were discussing Jesse's comment about a sexual Tyrannosaurus and what the heck that could mean. The answer, my friends, is blowing in one of my favorite bad movies and my first request, Caveman, starring Ringo Starr, Shelley Long, and a brilliant Dennis Quaid in an emotional performance in this movie. A T-Rex is physically pleasured by a blind caveman. You will get to see not only a literal sexual Tyrannosaurus live and up close, but his his O-face as well. Wow, something all I never ever thought that I would ever see. There is a movie that Dennis Quaid and Shelley Long and a guy from the Beatles are in about a T-Rex and a caveman. That's a hard pass.
I'm oddly interested. Put it on the list, dude. I'm sorry, the random number generator.
I have two other fast requests since I have your attention. First is an you're going to lead with that one and you want to have more requests? Okay. First is an epic that has seemed to fall out of the history books. It stars Don Johnson and Mickey Rourke as biker Robin Hood versions of the best Baldwin.
Harley Davis and the Marble Man.
Yeah, so you knew exactly where he was going.
Yes.
Is that one good?
Yes, absolutely.
It was on my rotation for a long time.
Oh,
so.
Nice. I've never seen
that. Is it bad?
No, it's awesome.
No. I've seen it. I love the movie.
It's great.
Does it qualify?
Yeah, it qualifies.
Bad? It does.
It does qualify.
Absolutely. Okay, perfect. List it. I'm in.
He goes, lastly, one of my true favorites is the answer to the question, what would an Emilio Estevez vanity project look like? Well, didn't we do Free Jack already? Indeed, written by, directed by, and starring Emilio and Charlie Sheen is the environmental thriller Men at Work.
Yeah.
Golf clap? Golf clap. Thank you for your time. You guys are a lot of fun. Thunderzilla is how he signs his email.
That's amazing.
Nicole, are you lining up to see this movie, Caveman?
No, I'm good.
Okay, that's what I figured.
But
me too.
I feel like I've seen some part of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that when they're like speaking caveman in a lot of it?
I've never seen the thing, but I can't imagine that's something that would be good.
I wonder if there's cave painting boobs.
We saw that in Encino Man. It's true. Your buddy Charlie Francois and his wife, Bob, you remember when Charlie Francois did the Reindeer Games Awards and his wife talked about...
His wife's the producer, right?
Yes, the producer.
Yeah, and she's talked the about, reason for shitty Hollywood.
That's right. Yeah. As you said, I mean, I didn't... Yes. She said that they need to do Reindeer Girls. Remember when you had said, let's see her do it, right?
Yeah, let's see her do it.
So Charlie wrote in and said, my wife came up with her dream lineup for Reindeer Girls.
I want to hear it. Let's hear it.
And I had to share it with you. Here it goes. Directed by Kristen Wiig.
Out of here.
No, you gotta say, listen to the rest. Ashley's character would be Timothy Chalamet because it's gender reverse, so the whore has to be the guy.
Oh, yeah. That's the you know guy from Dune.
Yes, would be Ashley. Rudy Duncan, Ben Affleck's role would be Lily Depp Rose.
This movie sucks already.
Gabriel, Gary Sinise would be Natasha Leone, which I think would actually be pretty good in that part. Jumpy with Danny Trejo would be Michelle Rodriguez. Jack Bangs instead of Dennis Farina would be Francis McDormand. And Nick Cassidy, James Frayne would be Kristen Wiig herself directing and in the movie. And the college kid, Ashton Kutcher, would be Taylor Swift instead of Ashton. So what do you say? Would you watch it?
Yeah, all right. I'll watch it. I have respect for Kristen Wiig.
He made one of them made a poster for the movie. Here, I'll post this on.
Oh, this is the poster.
This is the poster for Reindeer Girls, and I'll go ahead and post that on our social.
Oh, Natasha,
so
Natasha, who?
Natasha Leone.
Yes, from that new show,
Poker Face.
Yeah, Poker Face, yeah, which I guess is in the same universe as the Daniel Craig caper.
Oh, the Glass Onions.
Yes,
yeah,
they're in the same universe apparently.
Interesting, I did not know that. That's really cool.
A lot of Easter eggs, I guess.
Poker Face is a good TV show. It's on Peacock if you guys haven't watched it.
Well, this is a good poster.
Well done.
Yeah. I mean, I was down with that whole cast list instead of Lily Rose Depp because she was one of the Colleens and Colleen M. In
I'd probably swap her out for
somebody else.
Yeah.
Who would you swap her out for?
I took a 50-50 shot on that too. By the way,
I don't know.
I think who's the girl that was in Dial of Destiny? What was her name?
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge. Yeah.
And then I think you got
Phoebe Waller-Bridge is too old.
Is she?
Well, I don't say too old.
This is Reindeer Girls.
Well done.
Perfect.
All right, I watch it.
You convinced Charlie.
All right, another
Bob.
One. I'll give you another one. Try to remake Die Hard.
With all women? John McClane be?
Who would John McClane be?
All right.
And Brie Larson's off the table.
There you go. Balls in your court, Charlie Francois' wife.
Yeah. Give me Die Hard. Recast Die Hard.
Perfect.
For the unfortunate 21st century.
Let's go back to the phone lines and see who's next.
Name's Dwayne from Tennessee. Just finished your Jaws 2 one. You had a problem with it following Jaws. Jaws 2 needs to be looked at like this. It's not the sequel to Jaws. It is a slasher film. And when you say that, you look at it from this perspective. You have an unstoppable killing machine that's stalking teenagers that are making dumb decisions and trying to get laid very unsuccessfully.
That's true.
It ticks all the boxes to be a slasher film. That shark is basically Michael Myers underwater.
Huh.
Just wanted to share that. By the way, you guys really screwed up getting this number. I am definitely going to drink too much and call it at some point. But anyway, have a good one.
Dwayne from Tennessee, thank you for calling. So he's got some problems with our takes on Jaws 2, Bob.
But it's a different shark.
Yeah,
it's is a different shark.
It's
not the same shark.
It's not.
They killed it. This is a new one. The town didn't vote out the mayor from the first one, and that's why you get these problems.
Yeah.
You got to vote in local elections.
Yeah, you have to. My problem, as you said, Dwayne, was that it followed the first one, and so it's never going to be.
Right.
I know, Bob, you said it was a good movie when we did it.
Absolutely.
I had a bit of a problem just with it just being such a letdown from the first one. But what do you think about his theory that it's basically a slasher movie?
It's a slasher film.
I think, absolutely. Yeah,
it's very slashery.
And I want to say, one of our guys that wrote in had a similar thought to it, but it is kind of that way, but that still doesn't make it as good as Jaws 1. It's just a different kind of movie. If that's an action-adventure movie, or, you know.
I mean, Jaws and Jaws 2 are the two best shark movies ever, so I mean.
Pump the brakes there, dude. That is not true at all.
Jaws and Jaws 2 are not the two best shark movies ever? All right, what's the best shark movie?
Jaws is the first best shark movie.
Yes, that's what I said.
But you're going to say Sharknado, I know it.
No. That's the third best shark movie. It's Deep Blue Sea. Jaws, Deep Blue Sea, Sharknado 1 through 5, Jaws 2.
No, I'm going to disagree with you.
What about Shark Tale?
Shark Tale is
was
7.
Great. That is right there, yeah.
Really, you think that Deep Blue Sea isn't a better movie than Jaws 2?
No.
It's got Thomas Jane in it.
Smart Sharks.
Smart Sharks are fun. It was a fun movie.
Okay.
That's fun to say from Boston.
But
Smart Sharks.
No one talks to a shark while leaning into their face.
That's true. I'd say that those 5 minutes are better than anything that's in Deep Blue Sea. But as a whole, there were big stretches in Jaws 2 where I'm like...
And the shark looked real. I mean,
you don't think the shark looked real in Deep Blue Sea?
No, not one bit.
It knew what a gun was, Bob.
PlayStation 2 shark came out and ate a pixelated PlayStation 1 Sam Jackson.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
Yes. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm just saying.
All right. Agree to disagree.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's see who else is on the phone lines here for us.
Oh, it is 4:48 p.m. out here on the West Coast.
Oh, it's Eric Valoff. You know whenever
How's
he starts
traffic
off
and weather?
With traffic and weather.
Yes, I love it.
The boy left at the bus stop. Here we go.
All right, let's finish listening to the Jaws 2 and, loving it. I am especially appreciative of having Farrell on.
Oh.
Two reasons. One, he gave us the minutia of all the little intricacies.
All right, hold on. Stop the press for a second here. Someone's appreciative of Ryan Farrell. That's a huge story.
I was just looking to gloss over that.
The insurance companies went bankrupt. The mortgage
went up.
When the
filmmaking process began. And pointed out all of the mise-en-scene. As well as the Batiste Espiar between, Bob as much as Bob can go back and forth with somebody, and Ryan. So whenever Ryan is on, as I said before. Bob is actually entertaining.
That's because they used to date.
So funny.
Now, had they been sitting side by side, he probably could have worked his ass like a puppet, like it should have been. But I guess, judging by his standoffish tone, I'm going to say at times Bob was looking across at Ryan. I'll have to wait for, like, your guys' clips to, like, appear on TikTok or whatever, and I can either prove or disprove my thesis. Hypothesis.
What is a thesis?
Hypothesis.
I think, no, he was, I think, pluralizing his theses.
Theses.
Yeah.
Got it. You know we're on YouTube, dude. You don't have to, you could just pull up our video on YouTube and see where everyone is sitting. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
On that, but yeah. So in the future, anytime Bob's on to make it somewhat entertaining, you got to have Ryan, because the puppet master needs to be there to work the puppet.
Wow. He's saying that Ryan fits inside you.
That's okay. And I'm here because of nepotism. So
that part is true. Yeah. Actually. We all are. Yeah. Every single one of us is here because we're friends with the guy who gets us going for these.
I just answered the phone.
That's the same thing I did. Yeah, it's like, hey, you don't have a real job. You got
you don't have
time?
Any real dreams of your own. You want to come do this?
Is that what happened?
I'm just joking. That's funny.
Eric's firing more shots at you, man.
Keep firing shots. They're blanks.
Oh. Fair enough. It's just brushing him off over
Superman
here.
Superman over there.
Superman.
Don't throw the gun at him.
No. I have to duck. Next email comes in from Mike Nelson and says, okay, I know I sent you guys another email like last week, but I just had to throw this out there. At the end of the Delta Force 2 episode, you pointed out that you've only covered one movie featuring Vanilla Ice up until now because you're about to do TMNT 2. Well, if you're in need of more Vanilla Ice content, he has an absolutely hilarious role as himself in 2012's Adam Sandler film That's My Boy, in which Adam Sandler impregnates his middle school teacher and reunites with his son, the perfectly cast Andy Samberg, years later. And inexplicably, Susan Sarandon plays the teacher. Honestly, this is not the worst Adam Sandler movie ever made, but it's still a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. I, for one, would love to see you guys cover Vanilla Ice's entire filmography.
Dude.
Although this might be all of it right there.
Vanilla Ice in New Guy was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
He works at the record store in the back, and they come in, and they're like, somebody grabs the mic. Another one works there, but somebody who doesn't work there grabs the mic and stuff like that, and he loses it on. Like, he drags him behind the counter. He's, like, dropping elbows.
Really?
Yeah, he's pretty cool in there. What? That was back when he was, like, hooking a little more hardcore, like, with Korn.
Yeah.
Stuff like that when he was redoing his stuff for a while. But, yeah, it was pretty cool.
We got to just do his whole filmography then.
I might be a closet.
I think he was on The Ridiculous. What was it? The Ridiculous Six? Is that the other Adam Sandler movie?
Yeah, the Netflix.
Vanilla Ice was in that one too.
Yeah, their first Netflix film.
He goes, also, I just realized that I requested Adam Sandler movies from you guys twice in a row, so I'll just put myself in a mailbag detention for a while. Cheers, guys. Thanks, Mike. I mean, you don't have to be in detention, but good email, brother. We appreciate you, man. For sure. We have a little special thing here because we have, first of all, a couple pieces of physical mail. One, want to say thanks to Carlo. Sent us a Christmas card at Christmas, man. Said some very nice things on there about getting him through the holidays. And, man, we appreciate you, Carlos. Carlos went the full Dudikoff, man, and we are very appreciative of that guy. He's actually hand-picking an episode for our February schedule. So very excited about that. Just want to say thanks to Carlos. We also got some physical mail here. Unfortunately, Ryan Maddle is not here to be all excited about it. But this came from Mr. JP Dozier. So we're going to dig straight into this and see what he sent us.
It's a bomb.
JPD.
He mailed us a bomb.
Oh.
Don't even say it.
Here, do you want to open these?
Plural?
Careful. And you open one.
Okay.
And then you open one.
They're heavy.
Oh.
Bottles of something.
Flip-flop here.
Oh, the ASMR fans are loving it.
Right.
Bob's got my shank. Flip-flop fire. Try What's everything up? Soft.
I need that.
Oh, this?
Help.
This is Let's Get Sauced.
Oh.
Barbecue sauce?
My name was Carl, and I was born in Washington, D.C. While being raised in the city, I spent a lot of summers in North Carolina with my family. Our reunions were led by our big backyard cookouts. Just barbecue sauces or anything sauces, really.
Okay, so what kind of sauce is that?
This is fire flip flop everything sauce.
So fire.
This is original.
Original.
And what's that one?
Light.
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 What? Well, we're gonna have to freaking try these, dude. So I think.
Was that buffalo?
I think I'll bring the grill over, and we'll actually have to do this thing.
Yeah, we'll try it out. We'll do it as some bonus content. How about that? So JP Dozier had sent us and said his brother had started a barbecue sauce company. So JP Dozier, a lot of you guys that have been listening for a long time would know he's been participating. He's been a patron. He's been participating on the show, doing awards for a long time. His brother started a sauce company. And so it looks like he sent us some of the three different sauces that he's got here. So we're definitely going to give these a shot. And I hope it's good. But just if it's not, we're going to say it's not, because our favorite thing to do is to say when something sucks, just so you know.
Looks like it's coming out of North Carolina.
That's right. Awesome. Well, Dave, thanks, man. We're excited to get those done. But guys, make sure you check out
Flip Flop, the everything sauce.
Go to flipflopbbq.com and check these guys out, man. And I say that without knowing if it's any good. We'll try it, and if it is actually really good, then
we'll
tell you even harder to go to there to check it out. But yeah, man, we appreciate that, dude. Thanks, man. Woo. Let's head back to the phone lines.
Hey, BMR gang. This is Nick Strong from Brownsville, Texas. I love your guys' show. I actually was featured on one of your mailbags way back when. I actually suggested Biodome to you guys. Don't want to, like, toot my own horn or anything like that, but I got engaged this year to a woman who seems to have a sixth sense about her when it comes to picking terrible movies.
All right. She's like a mind ninja about picking crappy movies.
She's a keeper.
Love it.
So I thought this movie was right up your alley. It's called The Unkind. It's a horror movie I think you guys might enjoy for like your Halloween special for 2024 or something like that.
I'm going to sign up Nicole for that one.
Can't
immediately.
Do it. I'm washing my hair that day.
I can't describe in words how much of a dumpster fire the movie was. So the only thing I can say is you guys would probably enjoy it. You know, you'd have to watch it, obviously. It's a 3.5 on IMDb.
Oh, that's low.
Wow.
That's not real our target. Low. I mean, there's good bad movies. Bad 3. Movies that are good.
5. 3.5. Bob, you in?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Let's do it.
Make the horror reel do it.
Rightfully so. I just wanted to throw that out to you guys, see if that, you know, might pique your interest. Other than that, I love your podcast. I listen to it every day on my commute to work. Guys, keep doing what you're doing, and hope you guys have a good new year, and that's all I got.
Thanks, Nick, man. That's a super nice call, man.
And congratulations.
Hey, yeah. First of all, yes, congrats. You picked a keeper. Second, there's no way Nicole's ever going to do this movie.
I'm too scared.
Because she hates scary, but apparently it's not scary, it's dumb.
But then there's probably a scary murderous middle.
You think so?
Yes.
You don't like scary movies?
She hates.
Mm-mm. It just they unsettle you, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She hates it when people just stand up and go, "Gah!"
Yeah. Well, two things. One, I have a really good imagination, unfortunately. It sounds like I'm saying, like, I'm the best person ever.
Which you are.
But also, I am really easily startled. Like, my husband, Jim, has to walk around the house whistling because if he comes around and I don't hear him, I will just hit the floor. Like, that's what I do. I don't run. I don't punch. I just fall to the ground.
Like a goat when you scream?
Exactly.
I wouldn't expect that from a former Special Forces trained.
Well, that's right. That's right. I can and will end you if you don't stop talking.
Next email comes from Boz Sears. He says, "Hey, James and the gang, I guess I should start off by saying it's 1:04 p.m. on December 31st and a rare sunny 50 degrees here in the suburbs of Seattle. I'm sitting in a coffee shop." Well, what else do you do in Seattle?
But it's a Starbucks.
Coffee shops, right? "I can't update you on all the traffic from here, but I imagine it's just okay right now. I recently discovered Bad Movies Rule after searching through Spotify for a Bad Movie Roast podcast. I listened to a few of your competitors, and your show has become my favorite." Yeah. Let's go.
Well, that's good to hear.
Thank you, Boz. "James, you do a good job about keeping the conversation focused on the movie, tangents short, and leaving politics out, something the other shows seem to have a problem with. I just subscribed to you all on Patreon, so now I can watch along and offer my terrible opinions. You all have made me more curious about Chuck Norris. I'm on the younger side, so my first exposure to him was all the memes. Since then, I've only ever seen some episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger and the movie Sidekicks, and neither really left me impressed. I just assumed he was more ego than ability, similar to Steven Seagal.
Lone Wolf McQuade.
A joke to everyone. So do you have any suggestions for movies to help me understand the reverence people have for him? Go ahead.
Invasion USA, Lone Wolf McQuade, anything from the 70s. Check out Fist of Fury in the early 70s when he fights Bruce Lee legitimately.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anything after 1990, it's degraded.
Mm. Yeah.
But, I'm not saying degraded in the sense of, like, but the quality's gone, but anything before the 90s is gold.
Watch Breaker not, Breaker.
Breaker not Breaker.
Skip Delta Force. Watch
yeah, skip
Delta
the first
Force
Delta
two.
Force.
The, Delta Force 2.
Go to Delta Force yeah. 2. But I think I would go with Lone Wolf McQuade and Invasion USA, and you'll definitely get the memes and why he's awesome. So,
there you go.
And then if you don't want to watch the whole Fist of Fury movie, you can watch the fight on YouTube. It's an eight and a half minute fight.
Perfect.
So,
first of all, thank you. I appreciate the email, man. And I'm glad that you found us and that, you know, you did the Pepsi challenge and that we ended up winning out, man. So thanks for jumping on and being part of the Patreon, too.
You might be too young for that reference.
Yeah. Taking the Pepsi challenge. Yeah, yeah. He said he's on the younger side.
Well, just welcome. How about that?
Yeah. Welcome. Thank you. Next email comes from Cal Caffarelli?
Nice.
Caffarelli.
Yeah, Cal Caffarelli.
There you go. The email subject line is, in all caps, Bob, I'm sorry.
What'd you do?
For the box that's about to arrive on your doorstep.
What'd you do, man?
He says, hey, guys, I'm almost all the way caught up with the show and just listened to Mailbag 27. Thank you so much for including my email in the episode. I listened to it shortly before Christmas this year, so it was like an early Christmas present for me and definitely one of the highlights of the year. Thanks, Cal. Okay, now that I got that out of the way, I have to apologize to Bob.
You don't have to. No one apologizes to me. But thank you.
At the time of my last email, I had only listened up to episode 48, which was Batman, and one of the themes of the show was to send Bob hate mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to add to the stack of Bob hate mail and added a comment at the end of my email about how Bob wears Snuggies in public.
That's actually true.
Well, since then, I've come to the realization that Bob is one of my favorite co-hosts and actually seems like a really nice guy, despite what Eric Valov says, especially...
Wow. I'm very sorry you feel that way.
You get Bob all wrong, dude.
Especially when he said that my suggestion, Doom, which is one of my favorite movies, was a good movie. So, Bob, I am sorry and hope that you can forgive me.
Yeah, we're cool, man.
Aww.
All right, awesome. Sorry for the rambling email, but you guys are great and the show is fantastic. I do a lot of driving from job site to job site, and you guys make the long hours on the road just fly by. Sincerely, Cal. P.S. James, you did a fantastic job pronouncing my name. I must have said the same thing last time.
Yeah.
Because it's intimidating when you look at it.
Sure.
Caffarelli.
Benissimo.
Is that good?
Safe drive, safe delivery, whatever you do for a living.
Perfect. All right, let's see what's up next.
Couches. Definitely couches.
No, it's better than couches. He's moving... buildings, probably.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Adam Lofton driving back from Indianapolis after towing a tractor trailer down there. So I figured I had a couple hours to kill to give you guys a call. Just wanted to call out whoever's been bad mouthing Star Wars.
Patrick.
That would be Patrick.
That would be Patrick. He's from Madison. He hates everything.
I forget who it was, but I remember listening a couple episodes to bad mouthing Star Wars. I just had somebody that wanted to give his two cents in here. Much fear, my sense in you, young Padawan.
Yo, did we just get a call from Yoda?
We got a call from Yoda.
Bro, this is the
Patrick
biggest...
Patrick got Yoda'd.
...celebrity we've ever had on the show.
Because fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. And suffering... leads to the dark side, and dark side, I sense must in you. So do, or do not, but always love Star Wars. Yeah.
Yo, Yoda.
You're amazing.
Patrick's
been real silent since that dropped. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
Patrick
that's
just
a word.
Got Yoda.
Dude got Yoda'd. Horde. I that, love
that,
it.
Would that be a Yoda Lehihu?
Yoda Lehihu. I love it.
What song is that? Right. Is that the
Fool Again?
What's that?
Fooled again.
All right, we got a couple more emails and a few more voicemails here.
From the Who, right?
We got Bill Gerson writing in, says, hey, BMR, Merry Christmas. This is from a little bit in December. Two things for you this time. It's called Bob and Child Actors. The first thing the first is that I recommended the show to one of my female coworkers and is very excited to start listening.
Why the f*** did you do that?
I don't know
if
why
I have
any
to
girl.
Make it through. She does too.
Are you trying to get laid? Because then that's a,
don't
that's
show
a
her
chastity
ours.
Belt lockout. Hey, honey.
All she has to do is hear Patrick talk about Star Wars, and it's never happening.
Yeah.
Really?
But all you she think has to do.
Somebody who talks positively about Star Wars really unlocks the ladies.
I don't know. Works
you
for me.
You just got to get Clint to talk about cars. That does
right.
it.
Right.
That's worked for me.
The second involves Bob and his lack of love for child actors. Mm. I'm curious if he has ever seen The Visitor from 1979. It's a really bizarre horror sci-fi movie that involves aliens that are representations of God and Satan. The God alien seeks out children that were born from the bloodline of Satan. The reason I bring this up is because the performance of the girl that the God alien is looking for in this movie blows my mind, and I want to know what Bob thinks of her performance if he has seen the movie. I would go so far as to say that her performance is so intense that she deserves the Will Patton Award for it.
Wow.
Now, I'm not mentioning this in hopes you do the show, though you can if you want to. It does meet the requirements. So, Bob, have you seen The Visitor?
No, I have
well,
not.
Well,
you've got homework, Bob.
No pressure.
But Adam, who is this gentleman?
This is Bill Gerson.
Bill Gerson wants me to watch The Visitor from 1979?
1979, because apparently it's got an incredible child actor.
All the best things came from 1979.
44 years of goodness.
Yeah.
Mm.
45 if you're my wife. She's yeah. old already.
Why?
What do you think? Are you going to do it for him or no?
Sure, I'll do it for him.
Let's go. All right, there you go. We'll get back to you, Bill, once Bob has actually listened to The Visitor. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Good morning, DMR crew. I am somewhere in Missouri, and I am calling you. I just got done listening to your episode on Delta Force. And just wanted to share a little tidbit from one of my all-time favorite trucker flicks. Of course, I'm talking about Convoy. Chris Christopherson, Ally McGraw, the late Burt Young, and of course, Ernest Borgnine.
Did you ever see Convoy?
Probably.
I've never seen it, but I think Farrell talked about it when he did Breaker Breaker.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I might have seen it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's an early 80s, late 70s movie.
Have you seen Convoy?
I'm pretty certain I have.
Okay.
One of the most realistic scenes I have seen from a restaurant fight scene where restaurants get destroyed was
of course.
When the truck drivers are squabbling with the state troopers. And
no.
And the owner comes out, puts his hands on his head. He's like, what are they doing? I just remodeled the place. And he tells one of the waitresses, turn it on their tab and storms out. I've seen from a restaurant owner watching their restaurant get destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd be out there throwing
that's all I have.
Punches, bullets.
That might be the only movie character that ever actually says anything about how much the furniture is going to cost and all that stuff, because they usually just act like, well, just bring out the other chairs.
Yep, give that furniture place a call down the street.
Yeah, the place that does the double deuce.
Hey, you're welcome.
I haven't seen any bad movies recently. Well, actually, there was one I watched a few months ago, which would have been perfect for your Christmas segment, but it's a movie that is so bad that they misspelled the title of the movie in the title sequence. It's called Christmas Tornado. Yes, it's as bad as it sounds.
Is it
so laughably bad.
Christmas Tornado.
I think you guys should review it, you know, around Christmas time next year, or you could do it in March, you know, either or, throw it in the column.
And they're just living life crazy down in Missouri doing Christmas movies in March.
And I love listening to you guys. You're making the miles fly by.
You have to do it in July, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, check your six and keep the windshield wipers on. You got the big one old truck driver out.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man.
What if it's not raining?
I know. You still got to check your six, even if it's not raining.
But keep your windshield wipers on?
Yeah.
Just in case the rain comes back?
What?
Be prepared, okay?
Nah, man.
That's the rule. Always be prepared, okay?
Hey, BMR gang. It's Nowak. Just want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I was listening to the Tremors episode, and you talked about, hey, calling the phone line. So I'm calling the phone line. This is awesome. Thank you, gentlemen, for all you do. Let's have a great 2024. And ladies.
Thank you very much. Good to be remembered. Well done, sir. It was a close one.
Nicole was just like, eh? And you could have seen her. She was just like, and then he said it.
He did it.
Oh, what a guy.
Thank you.
Nicole, he's like, and ladies. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Hey, guys. It's Jamie here from Ohio. It's 7:15, 2 days before Christmas.
This just shows how long it's been since we've done a mailbag. Apparently. We're a little bit backlogged here.
Much into the Christmas spirit this year, so we decided to go out and look for some Christmas lights and drive around. And you know what? It's not Christmas until we listen to the BMR crew talk about ass blasters. You know, that just made it. You guys always bring a laugh and a chuckle. So keep it up, guys. Hey, hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. See you guys soon.
Jamie, thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man. Love that guy. And yeah, we talked about ass blasters on the show, but that's because that's what the name of the monsters were in Tremors 3. Don't watch it if you don't like scary movies. It's about these lizard birds that fart. To fly. It's like they propel themselves into the air.
Oh, great.
Farting lizard birds. Great. Yeah, it's good stuff. Have you seen Tremors 3?
Yeah, I own the six pack.
Let's go. Well, guys, thank you all for your emails and for your phone calls. We appreciate you guys calling in, writing in. We always love hearing from you. I know, Bob, it's the tables have seemed to start to turn on you. You're starting to get a little more support. I mean, what Eric said notwithstanding. But your reputation might be changing a little bit.
Not good.
They're too nice. I think you need to you know, scream at some children again or something just to get people back on your bad side again. It's been a while since you lit up a child actor.
Yeah. I read a article about what Jake Lloyd deals with on a daily basis. So that's probably an avenue I'll not be going down anytime soon.
Yeah. No more
child actor hating. So.
Yeah.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, he got a lot of hate after The Phantom Menace.
He did. And
kind of messed him up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah. So I will not be hating on any more kid actors.
Oh, all right. I will.
Yeah, I should probably go kick a baby down the street or something.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Joking.
Thank you, guys.
Nicole's hair is on fire now.
We're good. Thank you guys for writing in. Oh, did you have more? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, go to a feminist rally and
would do it. That's enough. Yeah,
just show up there. Just show up there and just be yourself.
That'll be it.
I can't wait for this for you to go film it when you go.
Are you coming with?
No, I will not. I will not.
I will absolutely share the post on Facebook.
I think it's time to go, guys.
You asked me to get hate again. Here we go.
No, I know. Get the heat. I appreciate that.
Yeah, gotta get the heat.
So
you could just send nice things to us too.
You could.
Yeah, you could send nice things to everybody else. They like
for
it.
For sure.
They like it.
And don't forget the and ladies when you write it.
And ladies.
Just for Nicole's sake. Okay?
Nicole and Steph.
Steph has been on a few times. Grace has been on a few times.
Well, no one likes Grace.
I think she's okay.
Everybody loves her. Yeah.
I'm joking.
She's great.
But
is that because awesome. She acted while she was a child?
That's when she was a child actress.
Is that why?
See?
Is that the reason?
Mask your hatred for child actors.
Bob, we need a counter for the I'm jokings for you.
I'm joking. Is that count like that? I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Ping,
ping. Ping, ping, ping.
Do not make that a drinking game, my people.
I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. I'm joking. Hi to your mom. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Perfect. Nice. Hello to all of your mothers. And with that, we will sign off and we will catch you all on the next one. Thank you for listening.
Word to your moms, I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than
I'm joking.
Songs.
Running fast, no time to stop. Life begins with a broken clock. On the stage, set up with props. On the screen, success and flops. The ears glued to the sound in tune. Voices, cheers to the stars and moon. Stereo with more cartoons. Movie posters in our room. There's a rocket and a rolling and a moving and a grooving, cause they got nothing. And a rolling and a moving and a grooving. when it's all said and done, by the end of the day, we all press play to jazz in the game. Bad movies rule, yeah. Bad movies rule, hey. Bad movies rule, yeah. Bad movies rule, hey. Bad movies rule, yeah. Bad movies rule, hey. Bad movies rule, yeah. Bad movies rule, hey.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.